Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. So if we can help you, give us a call right now. Talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll all work together to give you a great gardening season. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Diane from New Hampshire, who has a question about her garden.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a little vegetable garden out back in a sunny spot. I just had two, like, raised platforms, maybe 4x12, with grass around it, mainly crabgrass. And I want to expand this year and maybe take those down and make a bigger area. But I don't know how to go about it. Do I need to get a rototiller or...
So what did you want to do? Where you have grass now, till that and turn that into a garden and then take out the boards and spread that soil over that area to make it a bigger place? Was that what you were thinking of doing?
Yep, that's exactly what I'd like to do.
Okay. What I would do, Diane, is this. Those raised beds are a garden area right now that you can plant things sooner because it's raised above the ground, so it's going to warm up ahead of schedule and is going to give you a return faster. My vegetable garden at my home, I have half raised beds and half in ground, and I use the raised beds for leeks, onions. I use it for peas and lettuce that I'm going to plant early. So that way, that soil is going to warm up, and also peppers. Peppers love a hot soil. Eggplant love a hot soil. So rather than break apart everything that you've worked so hard to create, keep those raised beds there, and then you're going to have to rototill where you want to make the new garden. So, probably the best bet for you is, rather than purchase one, go to a garden center, go to a feed and grain store, and I'm sure they have like a little bulletin board, or you can talk to the people there and see if they know somebody that will rototill your garden for a fee. That way you don't have to buy a rototiller. You can have somebody come in once a year with a big, tough rototiller, one that's not going to bounce all over the place, and it's going to really dig into that soil and turn it and break it up for you. Okay? Then what I would do is, the day that they're coming, they're going to have to go back and forth more than once to grind up and to get the soil ready. So let them really grind up the soil to chew up the weeds and the grass and everything that's there. And before they do their final pass, have a bag of lime there. Spread the lime over the garden so they can till it in. If you can work the lime into the soil, it's going to change the acidity faster than putting it on top. So now is your chance. Get some peat moss. Get some animal manure. Get some compost. And spread it over the garden and have them till it in on their final pass. If you can work organic matter and the lime into the soil, that way it's there with the roots. It'd be a lot easier for you. Now, if your soil is clay, you want to get some garden gypsum. So lime for acidity. If your clay is soilless clay, then you need some garden gypsum. And then as much organic matter as you want to put into it. You cannot put too much. But see, that way you could take your raised beds and use those for your early crops. And for example, if you plant peas early, when the peas are done, you can pull up all of your peas and plant string beans for a fall crop. Onions want good drainage, so a raised bed may be better than a ground bed. And leeks and onions love heat, and because it's in a raised bed, the soil warms up faster to lengthen your growing season. Try it with both. You may be very, very surprised at the results. I was, and that's why I have both. Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jan from Maine, who has a question about roses.
Jan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. And you, Jane?
Good. I'm fine. I have a question about some hybrid tea roses. I was given four or five of them in pots. They're about 4 feet tall. And I was given them to me last fall. I didn't have time to put them in my garden, so I put them in our unheated greenhouse for the winter. And I was out there the other day. The leaves are green still, although they look a little droopy. The soil is still frozen, other than maybe the top inch. And I'm wondering, what do I do? When do I start watering them? When do I prune them to get them ready to put in the soil once the soil is defrosted?
Okay. What I would do on roses in your situation is, before the plant begins to grow, you probably want to think about pruning it back.
Okay.
To encourage new growth. So your plant being 4 foot tall, I would take a foot off of it anyways. And that way, when the plant wakes up and it sends the energy to the top of the plant, it won't send it to a part of the plant that you're later going to cut and throw away. That way, all the energy is used. So say to yourself, it's instead of being early March, it's late March, early April, because you're inside a greenhouse and you need to start to prune back that plant. Any skinny branches, take them right out. And you want to have, for a good rose bush, maybe 5 to 7 good, thick, strong stems. Anything that's skinny, get rid of it. Okay, so prune it back, and I would start watering it now because your days are getting longer, the sun is higher in the sky, and in that greenhouse, they're going to start to grow. You may even want to think about, they're in the greenhouse, you may want to maybe open up the vents so that if it does get hot in the greenhouse, the excess heat can escape. Because what could happen if we get, let's say, 4 or 5 days in a row of 40 degree weather? It may be 40 degree outside, but inside the greenhouse could be 60 degrees or warmer. And that rose bush will begin to think that spring is here and it's going to begin to make the new growth. And then if we get back into this routine, it's going to get chilled. So open up the vents to let the excess heat, and that way the rose can wake up slowly. Don't feed it yet. Don't feed it until you get ready to plant them in the ground in the springtime. And that can be done anytime during April. So for now, cut it back, water it, cool down the greenhouse environment so that it doesn't prematurely begin to grow. And that way, if you do put it out and you've got 4 or 5 inches of new growth and the weather gets cold, you could lose it. So cool it down, prune it, and you should be all set. And then when you plant, you have to say to yourself, Jan, this rose bush is going to be in the ground for a long time. So the better you prepare the ground, the better it's going to grow. So add some compost. It's wonderful. And roses require 3 to 5 gallons of water per week during the summertime. Buy something called soil moist. And all you need for one rose bush is 1 tablespoon. And you're going to put that right in the hole, work it in with your compost and your soil, and that way, when you plant, that 1 tablespoon of soil moist will expand to 200 tablespoons, and you won't have to water as much. And it will make a big, big difference. And the other thing is sun. Also, try and avoid putting roses in an area. If by chance you have an in-ground sprinkler, if you have a built-in irrigation system and it comes on every day and that sprinkler is going to hit the foliage of your rose, you're going to have disease problems. So roses do best if the leaves do not get hit with irrigation on a regular basis. Dry foliage is the secret to roses. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Elsie from Maine, who's a question about a hibiscus.
Elsie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have two hibiscus plants, and I have a feeling that every time I nip them back or trim them back, I'm taking off the prospective flowers. So I'm wondering, is there a time of the year that really is the best or ideal time to do that trimming back?
Great question, Elsie. Great question. Hibiscus, the tropical version, not the one that you can grow in New England or in the Northeast outside, which there is one, and we'll tell you about that, but your tropical hibiscus is able to flower year round. If you can give it sun all day long, if you can fertilize it every single time you water, that hibiscus has the ability to bloom nonstop all year long. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to do to control the size of the plant and to prune it. Count the number of branches, and to make it easy, let's say we have 30 branches on your plant. Today, you're going to look for 10 non-blooming branches, and you're going to cut it back as much as you want. Okay? You can take as much as a third off those branches. Then you're going to wait 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, you're going to write it down on your calendar. You're going to prune another 10 branches. And if there's non-blooming ones, do that. Now, don't take one side of the plant and then the middle and then the other side. 10 branches staggered throughout the plant. What was going to happen 2 weeks from now, the branches that you pruned 2 weeks ago are going to start to make new growth. So you're going to cut now 20 branches off, and then you're going to wait 2 weeks, and you're going to take the final 10 branches off. By the time you prune the final 10 branches of the 30, or one third of the plant, the first third, or 10 branches, will have made new growth, and the new growth should be able to make flower buds. So don't prune the whole plant. A third, wait 2 weeks, a third, wait 2 weeks, and then the final third. feed it every time you water. Hibiscus demand food. So if you can use the Osmocote pellets and a little bit of Miracle-Gro or the Root and Bloom Booster, blooming and rooting, then you're going to see that that plant will really do crazy. Now, the perennial hibiscus is also called rose mallow. And I don't care where you live in New England, you need to plant this. This is a wonderful, wonderful perennial. It grows up to 5 or 6 feet tall. It has a bloom that's as big as a dinner plate early on. And they flower during July, August, and September. So if you like hibiscus as a tropical plant, try the perennial that you can put in your garden. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and I have a half a dozen of them, and they're beautiful. And once you have them, you don't know why you didn't have them in your garden. Great question, and very, very timely. So feed it and prune it. Say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Elsie from Maine. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was just Elsie. We have Amber from New Hampshire, who has a question about a tulip.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I had purchased tulip bulbs back in the fall, and needless to say, I totally forgot about, you know, putting them in pots and putting them in my shed like I normally do. So I just discovered these bags of bulbs, and I'm wondering, is there anything I could do with them now?
Okay. Well, the first thing that you want to do is to make sure that they're still alive before you do anything. So see if you can break off that paper covering, and if the once you remove that skin on one of them, if it's white, if it's fleshy or even green in color, the bulb is still alive. It may have aborted the bloom, but the actual bulb is alive. Then pot it up. Keep it in the cellar so where it's cool to give the roots a chance to grow. You may only have leaves, but at least you didn't lose the bulb. And then later on in the spring, plant them directly in the garden, but you've got to get roots on them now. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. 14 days to spring. 7 days, that's next Sunday, is daylight savings time. I'll be probably the first to tell you, but next Sunday, we spring forward, so we lose an hour of sleep. But in the long run, at the end of the day, it's going to be lighter for a much longer period of time. Right now, the sun is setting about 5:30, so now you're talking 6:30. That will be great to get yard work done. And the rain that's coming tonight and tomorrow for the Northeast is going to melt some of that snow, and that will get you motivated. So think spring, 2 weeks away. And opening day, April 1st, 26 days away. When baseball starts, you know there's no turning back. Don, who's up next?
We have Joe from Rhode Island, who's a question about wood ash.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself, Joe?
Good. Look, I have two questions. One is I have a garden that's, I'd say, 14 by 25. I would like to know how much wood ash I can put in there without changing it so I don't get scrawny vegetables. And the second one is I have a butterfly tree that's completely out of control. Can I cut it right to the ground, and will it survive?
How big is your butterfly tree now?
It's probably 6 foot and like 5 or 6 feet around.
Okay. Joe, you know that butterfly bush can get much bigger than that, don't you?
No, I don't.
butterfly bush can get up to be 15 feet high and just as wide. So the pruning that you do will control the size. Butterfly bush will grow a good 3 feet a year, sometimes even more. But if you cut it all the way to the ground, it's going to take so much energy that I guarantee you it's not going to produce the blooms that you've had in the past. So cut it back by, let's say, a third. So 6 feet tall, cut it back to 4 foot. Create a nice, pleasing appearance to it. And you can start that pruning anytime when the snow melts for where you live. And in Rhode Island, I'm sure that most of the snow is gone, so that you can get out there the middle of March on and start selectively pruning it. And that will work good. Now, a vegetable garden, if you're going to put wood ash, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will treat between 500 and 1,000 square feet of garden or lawn. Okay? So, your garden, 14 by 25, is about 350 square feet. So, half a bucket, so 2.5 gallons, so half that bucket full will treat 250 to 500 square feet. So if you haven't limed in the last, let's say, 2 or 3 years, and you know that the garden really can use it, and one way that you can tell if your soil is acidic in the garden, look at the grass growing around the garden. Is there moss in the soil surrounding the garden? If there's no moss in the soil surrounding the garden, that means your soil is not too acidic. If there's moss in that grass, then it's acid. So, if there's moss in the grass around the garden, put a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, which is for 500 square feet. It's going to be a little bit heavier than normal, but you need it. If there's no visible moss in the garden, then you want to put half of the 5-gallon bucket. And a bucket that you would wash the kitchen floor or your car with, that's a 2.5-gallon bucket. So fill that, sprinkle that on the garden, and you should be all set for this year. Okay? So more if there's visible moss, less if there's no visible moss. And if the garden is exposed right now, get it on the garden today. They're talking 2 to 3 inches of rain coming into the northeast if the storm stalls, which they think it may. And if you get 2 inches of rain, it's going to take that wood ash that you have or the lime. If you have open grass, get the lime on it now. And the rain will wash it in to the roots of the plant. And if you've got extra wood ash, spread it on your lawn, any place you see moss, Joe, and it will really help you have a better garden. Great question. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is John from Massachusetts who has a question about snow.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Great show. Thank you for letting me have my call.
Thank you.
My issue is young fruit trees, apple trees, and I did hear you say next week's show you would do a little piece on fruit trees. But with all the snow that we had, it was very high, and the rabbits were able to reach the branches, and they chewed the bark off some of the branches. Will that branch
come back? If they have girdled, if they have taken the bark off all the way around the branch, then that branch itself will eventually die because the tubes that bring the water from the roots up the stem and into the branch are right up against the bark. And there's a very good chance that if they chew the bark, they also cut those water tubes. The tree has the ability to last a year, maybe more. but it will in time die back where that branch is. So if it's only a branch here and there, get out there now and prune back in front of where they chewed so that if there's any dormant buds where they did not chew, a new branch will develop to replace where it was damaged. If they only nibbled here and there and they did not remove all the way around the branch, then it will make new bark and it will heal over and it will repair itself. But if they did all the way around, it created a girdle, and that will kill that particular branch. What you want to do is, once they've done this, they know that there's a food source there. So you may want to get some animal repellent, and what you want is a liquid. Now, Bobex is a company that has a liquid, a rabbit repellent, and you can spray it directly on the branches and the bark. So when they come back, they're going to get this awful tasting stuff, and they'll leave the tree alone. And if these are fairly new trees, you may want to think about putting a wire collar around the trunk. Now, John, go to my website, paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Okay? The top of the front page, it will say newsletter. Click on the newsletter, put in your email address, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday. It's free. While you're there, click on this week's newsletter. And on this week's newsletter is an article that I wrote about apple trees. How to plant them, when to plant them, where to plant them, and how to take care of them. And it's in this week's newsletter, okay? And it's a fairly long article. And it will tell you all kinds of tips and ideas on growing apples, peaches, pears, primarily apples. But it's all there. So paulparent.com, and sign up. Put your email address and send, and then click on this week's, and you'll see the story on apple trees. Great question. Thank you, John. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Renee from New Hampshire. It's a question about seeds and soil moist.
Renee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. My issue is I want to plant a wildflower garden in an open field. And the field is very sandy, and water is not readily available. And I was wondering, can I use that soil moist and plant seeds on top of it? Or will that rot the seeds? Or
no, what you're going to need to do, Renee, is you're going to need to till the soil moist into the ground. If you set it on the top of the ground, it's not going to be able to do its job. So it needs to be put in the ground where the roots of your wildflowers are. Now, when you order your wildflowers, they will sell various types for sun, for shade, for wet, and for dry. Now, let me give you a website where you can look at different varieties and different blends. It's www.wildflowerfarm.com. And Wildflower Farm is a company that makes a grass seed that will grow in the shade. But it's wildflowerfarm.com. And they sell specific varieties or blends. It's a company out of Canada, so you know that they're going to be very, very winter hardy. And they will have blends that will tolerate that dry growing condition, and that will make it easier for you to grow. That way, we have to drag the hose out there and let Mother Nature do her job with plants that will acclimate to the growing conditions that you have. Okay? So wildflowerfarm.com. Our phone number, it's toll free, 800 859-9231. So if you need some help, you know, we're getting closer to spring. The calls are going to get more and more numerous. So don't say, well, I'll call next week. Call today. Call right now. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next? Okay, so we have all kinds of open lines. Give us a call right now, and we'll all work together. Now, this time of the year, for those of you that have no snow cover, we talked about putting down lime. Your garden centers have it. Gypsum, if you have a clay soil. If your soils have clay, and after, well, the way that you'll be able to tell, there's rain coming in for the whole Northeast tonight and tomorrow. If that water stays on your grass longer than 24 hours, you've got clay in the ground someplace. It could be a foot down, it could be 2 feet down, but if the water sits there, you've got clay. If that happens, you're more likely to have moss than your neighbor. So what you need to do is to put down garden gypsum. And your local nursery has a liquid gypsum. The name of the company is called Soil Logic. They're out of California. And it's a liquid gypsum that will work on breaking apart the clay particles within a 7 to 10 day period. The powdered gypsum will take up to 6 months, like the powdered lime. So if you know you have clay, spray it on your lawn now, and the rain will wash it in to work faster. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barbara, or Barb, from Rhode Island, who has a question about fertilizers.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One is, what's the best fertilizer for orchids?
The best one is something called Osmocote. It looks like little BBs, and you would just sprinkle it right on top of your pot, and every time you water, your orchids are going to be fed. And when I come down to visit my son in Florida, we always go looking at the orchid greenhouses where he lives, and they all use Osmocote.
And how do you spell that?
Osmocote. It's made by Scott's Fertilizer Company. It's a time release, and it will last 90 to 120 days. So every time you water the orchid, the little BB-shaped pellets will absorb the water and give out a fertilizer in a liquid form that would feed your orchid. So what you do is, if you're going to do it today, write down on your calendar, let's say today is the 6th, right? So turn 90 days. So you're going to go to April, May, and June 6th, write, reapply Osmocote. So every 90 to 120 days. And what's your second question?
All right. I have somebody sent me plant of the month, gardenias, and they were gorgeous, but the blossoms are turning brown.
Okay. What I want you to do is, first of all, gardenias are great, and they are coming into your greenhouses now because this is their blooming time. They bloom in the spring. Big, beautiful, white, smelly, oh, gorgeous gardenias, okay? The problem is they're grown in a small container. They're under drip irrigation, so they get fed, they get watered, they get taken care of all automatically. They become pot-bound. So the first thing you need to do is pull it out of the pot and look at the roots. And I'd be willing to bet it's like a solid ball of roots. You want to upgrade the pot a couple of inches larger. Get some real potting soil and pack it in nice and firm. And that will give you some room for the roots to grow. And the soil will now be able to hold more moisture. Now, gardenias, for the bloom to open, need to have humidity. So if you have forced hot air heat, you've got a job on your hand. If you have regular heat, you're okay. But forced hot air, wood stove, coal stove, pellet stove, dries the moisture in the air. So what you're going to need to do is to get a big plastic saucer that's the width of the spread of the foliage. So you may have the plant in an 8-inch pot, but the spread of the foliage is 12 to 14 inches. So you should get a saucer a foot across, put an inch or more of like white stones or marble chip in it, set your plant on top of the marble chip, and every day fill the saucer to the bottom of the pot with water. And during the day, the moisture that's in the stones will evaporate, raise, and hit the foliage, and it will create more humidity around the plant. The other thing is, just get a plastic mister bottle. Fill it full of water. And a couple times a day, when you walk by the plant, grab the mister and spray all of the foliage of your gardenia. That will help a great deal. And when you feed them, gardenias are acidic loving. They're like a rhododendron, like an azalea. They like acid fertilizer. So for a food to use with them, use mere acid. You've all heard of Miracle-Gro? Well, there's mere acid, and that's for your evergreen plants. So use mere acid instead of Miracle-Gro for your gardenias, and that will help a great deal. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a story in next week's newsletter on gardenias for you. So next week's newsletter, gardenias, pussy willow, and a timetable for what should be pruned in your yard at this time of the year. Okay? Give us a call and we'll help you. 800-259-9231.